Time for our local hero spotlight with Phil Corman from CESA, the local hero folks, and Ed Malinowski from Malinowski Farm in North Hatfield. You say huge distinction from just Hatfield. What's the distinction?
We're sort of on the outskirts of good taste.
And you have brought two gigantic pumpkins. And is that a gourd?
That is a gourd on steroids.
Oh, my goodness. Literally on steroids?
Well, it's actually technically called Lunch Lady. I don't know how the seed company came up with that
name. Call it Lunch Lady?
Exactly.
Well, that's funny because there is a, you know, you have a Polish last name, and Jarrett J. Krasowska is a local hero, author, illustrator, and he has a Lunch Lady graphic novel series. This thing, it's got to be 1.5 to 2 feet tall, probably 4 inches, you know, in diameter, and it's loaded up with all these bumps and cool, will look like I looked when I was in high school with all the acne on my face.
Formidable, but not edible.
Can you eat it?
No.
So is this just decorative?
Exactly.
Why did God or whatever create this thing?
I think it's for people who are not, who don't want to have guns in their houses. They can now have this.
Guard gourd.
Yeah, put it on the front stoop and be like, definitely. I think it could be an alien. Do they have any functional purpose? Like, do any animals eat them?
In desperation only.
Yeah. Wow. Now, these pumpkins, these are jack-o'-lantern-type pumpkins. Now, one of them is a little bumpy, and I like that one because it's got character, but this is the perfect pumpkin.
The bumpier pumpkin represents about 7 minutes of hail at the wrong time of the growing season.
So is that what causes that?
You've got all the scarring that resembles a prepubescent teenager, I guess. 40 years ago, people were just interested in the traditional jack-o'-lantern, but now, given the seed companies present 30 or 40 different varieties of squashes and pumpkins and gourds, you're compelled to have every color, shape, texture available.
So it's so interesting that, you know, you generally grow some onions and a lot of pumpkins, right?
Exactly.
But what's so interesting is, like, even for you, you have to do diversity within pumpkins.
Yeah, you're always hoping for something completely unusual that you've never seen before.
So has this been a good year for pumpkins, to grow pumpkins?
This has probably been one of the worst vine crop growing seasons in quite some time.
What made it so bad?
We had two instances at the farm of 4.5 inches of rain in one drop, and then we didn't have any days that eclipsed 100 degrees in temperature.
And you need that to get
the
pump?
Heat and a proportionate amount of water.
So what happens when there's too much rain in a short period of time?
If you can imagine creating a water balloon for your child, and you suddenly turn the volume up on the water spigot.
Which is just fun to do when they're not looking.
Yeah, pretty much the same happens to a pumpkin. You get an exponential expansion of the orb that looks perfect until you turn it over and you put your hand through it.
What about, like, pumpkin diseases?
Phytophthora, which is probably the most prevalent soil-borne problem in the valley now, is the disease that's really probably going to spell the long-term end of vine crops in the valley. There's simply not enough rotational land available.
So what does that mean? Well, we're not going to have pumpkins in the valley? And how soon is that happening?
There'll be pumpkins.
Just go now and buy.
There'll be pumpkins in the valley, but they probably won't be grown here.
Because of this disease?
Well, the challenge with the disease, as I understand it, is you have to rotate out for 12 years to sort of be able to again plant vine crops back in there. And the challenge around agricultural land is there's not much of it. So if you're a farmer, how are you going to able to rotate out if you can't go to another field with your pumpkins or other vine crops?
Well, now I'm bummed. I'm sad.
The complexion of the valley is constantly changing.
So are you growing pumpkins for eating as well? Because I know people like make
the pie
pumpkins.
Yeah, we do have a couple of eating varieties. The sugar pumpkins are generally considered best for cooking, but the really closely guarded secret is that if you buy canned pumpkin in the supermarket, it's probably going to be Blue Hubbard squash.
Really?
Because it has better flavor than almost any pumpkin.
So make your pumpkin pies out of Blue Hubbard squash.
Pretty much. But pumpkins have a greater marketability, I think.
Well, that's interesting, too, because, you know, do you literally only grow onions and pumpkins?
No, I mean, it's just pumpkins now.
But for the course of the whole growing season?
That's it now, yeah.
And you can make a living as a farmer growing onions and pumpkins.
I'm hoping for some new shoes at the end of the season, and then it'll be a good season.
Yeah.
But he has 25 acres of pumpkins.
They must all go now, right?
Through the end rush of October. Is generally the last week and a half.
When all the parents are like, I gotta make another.
And my closest neighbors that drive by 40 times a day.
They forgot to get it.
They forgot to get it.
All right, you have to tell one pumpkin theft story. You have to tell one.
You gotta have some good ones. Don't do this at home, listener. Don't steal pumpkins.
Maybe I can give you the tips for how not to steal a pumpkin.
Okay.
That might not be the best. Do your reconnaissance during the daylight.
Right.
Very difficult to pick a pumpkin in the dark, even if you're a professional. If you do come in the dark, be sure and remove the keys from your ignition before you go into the field, because the farmer's apt to come along, take the keys out of the ignition, and then you're stranded, because those keys are then in a swamp or in the woods somewhere. I would not recommend coming into a field with your company name and phone number emblazoned on the side of a pickup about a foot high.
Yeah.
If you ask any farmer, particularly a pumpkin farmer, they will gladly give you whatever you want. But just don't take it.
Don't steal it. Do people do it a lot?
It's probably the most stolen commodity grown in the valley.
I wouldn't doubt it. I mean, they're so gorgeous to drive. I love driving by pumpkin patches. I mean, they just look unbelievable. But I've never once thought, like, I should go steal one of those things. I've been busted any number of times. That's funny that is a big...
Yeah, we had a gentleman with a very expensive foreign car yesterday loading up at 1 p.m.
And did you stop him?
Yeah, there was a confrontation and adequate compensation. There are special rates for those that are...
special SUV and trying to steal
procured
them.
Without any authorization.
We can do this with or without the handcuff.
It's especially nice to go out in the morning and have some total stranger hand you some cash because the local police have suggested he do so from the night before.
Ed Malinowski from Malinowski Farm in North Hatfield. He only grows pumpkins, and this is the time of year to sell the pumpkins. Don't steal the pumpkins! I'm Phil Corman from CESA, the local hero, folks. Buylocalfood.org.